K4OIM, this is KN4RJN. K4OIM, this is KN4RJN. This is KN4RJN. How you doing, Walt?
Over this sore throat, I'd be all right. I've got the worst sore throat I believe I've ever had in my life, John.
You been running around outside without a hat on?
Never have been one to wear a hat, John. on some of the jobs I was on, you had to wear a hard hat. Unless you was on a piece of heavy equipment that had a roll cage on it. And for the last 20 or 30 years, everything had some sort of roll cage on it. I just never liked wearing a doggone hat.
Maybe you should reach for your throat's that bad. Other than your throat, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. I got caught up in a predicament this past Saturday up in Charlotte. We went up there to my stepson's, and my daughter came up with a reason she had to leave, and she come back with this beautiful blonde, 41 years old, and had a little girl, 8 years old. And it was a daughter I didn't know I had. But they had got together on that, it was either Ancestry.com or MyHeritage.com, and arranged for her to meet me up there in Charlotte. She works up there at the Clerk of Court, I believe it is. Up there in Charlotte, and man, what a surprise.
This is your daughter?
And the paperwork to prove that she is my daughter. That was by my first wife. Evidently, she was adopted out when she was a year old, and a doctor and his wife up in Charlotte had adopted her and sent her through school and through college and all. And the guy she knew as her dad, the doctor, he passed away about a year ago. And the lady she thought was her mother told her that she had to tell her she had been adopted. But man, I enjoyed it. I hated to leave her, John.
So this was a daughter from your first wife that you didn't know about? Is that what you're saying?
First wife, the one that was an alcoholic. She died from alcohol poisoning. And I didn't know nothing about her being pregnant, nothing. Because after she and I divorced, she remarried 7 different times.
I'm sorry, your transmission was garbled. Did you say 7? Wow. Okay. Well, I guess it's good you got out when you got out. But so you and your newfound daughter hit it off well then?
Yeah. She didn't want to turn loose of me. She said she had hated me all of her life, and after her and my daughter got together, evidently they've been talking for a couple of months, and her daughter explained what went on with her mother, and she told me, said, Daddy, I mean, I ain't used to somebody, nobody but my daughter I live with calling me Daddy, but she just couldn't quit calling me Daddy. It's been the best Christmas so far I ever had in my life, John.
This is KN4RJN. Walt, I'm really happy for you. I think that's just something else. That's good. I'm glad you had a good time. You going to stay in touch with her?
Try to get up here to spend the weekend before Christmas. And it depends on her work schedule. She said she might come, just wait and come Christmas and take the whole week off and stay here with my daughter and I.
Sounds real good, Walt. I'm really happy for you. That's something else. Does she live around you anywhere, or in this area, or is she somewhere else?
Up in Statesville. And my stepson, well, he's mad at me, calling said I was the only daddy he ever had. But he lives up above Charlotte in Cornelius, and she lives in Statesville.
Statesville, Virginia?
North Carolina.
Is that the western side of the state or the eastern side? She's not that far from me. Anyway, I'm looking at the clock here. We got about 5 minutes to net, but I'll look up, see where Statesville at, and get a grid coordinate on that. I'm back on out of here, and let you get your act together for net, and we'll talk at you then. Well, you take care of yourself. This is KN4RJN Clear.
Okay, John, enjoy the chat. Let me check my pre-check here. And I got just a couple of minutes before the net. 73, John.
It's the intersection of I-40 and I-77, KC4EZN.
Thank you, Harry.
John M, KI-4LZI Mobile. You still there? Whoa!
Check out my pre-check-in list, Andy.
We're in a good situation where I can check in with you. Here in a little bit, I may not be now. Real late I might be, but not right in the next little bit. So go ahead and put me on the list for now. Negative and negative for now until I get home down. If y'all still there, I may come in. KI-4LZI Mobile.
KI-4OIM. All right, Andy. I'll go ahead and get your name down here. 73, Andy.
K4OIM
Clear.
That's
in a barber net. CQ, CQ, CQ. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controls are now is kilowatt 4 Oscar India Mike. K4OIM. My name is Walt. My location is Lake Bowen up here in Edmond. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border. This, excuse me, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all members, all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Normal traffic for Net 9. Please call K4OIM for Net Control. Normal traffic for the Net. Oh, I haven't done that one. Are there any announcements, bulletins for the net tonight? Please call K4OIM or Net Control. And maybe we can get through this week without somebody announcing another silent key. Ain't too many of us passing away, it seems like. So, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to stay on the net for the right view portion. And after we get through with the right view portion, and I file my net report and close the net out, they several of us stick around to help the newcomers that's got any questions about amateur radios or radios or any of the procedures, antennas, grounding, or anything to do with computers. We welcome all of you to stay around for the roundtable portion. We've had several on here that's stuck around and done moved up to their general or an extra class. So, to start with, I will read the pre-check-ins. And right now, I have a list of, I think it's 19. WFOR-SCM, that's Mr. Fred over in Traveler's Rest. And Fred brings along his lovely bride, Miss Isla, N4IEI. Fred, appreciate you checking in every night with the net, you and Miss Isla. And then we got BLH, that's Kurt over in Greenville. Then N4WRO, that's Bill in Liberty. K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. KJ4UHF, Jack, man, that's a good call sign. And Jack's over in Greenville. KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy in Taylor's. K4XMR, that's Mail down in Prosperity. KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim in Pelzer. And then we got the Piedmont group. First, KG4PFI, that's Don in Piedmont. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda in Piedmont. K4RM Fred, he's in Piedmont. N4MRY, that's Miss Mary in Piedmont. Then KO4RIM, that's Ben in Piedmont, or Piedmont is well represented tonight. Then we got my friend Bill, KC4W, Bill over in Anderson. Then we got Miss Wendy, KN4HTP, and Miss Wendy's one of our Monday night alternate net control station. And she brings along her husband, Mark, W2MJB. They're over in Simpsonville. And Mark is our Sunday night net control station. And then we got KG4WNP. That's Landon. He's in Liberty tonight. Then my friend Terry, N4DJC, and Terry's over in Anderson. And a lot of people took advantage of the pre-check-in tonight. Really appreciate about you, everyone that took advantage of that, got checked in. That sure helps keep the numbers up. Y'all, excuse me, I got a dog on this sore throat. I keep coughing. Yeah. Maybe I can get to see my doctor tomorrow. I sure hope so. And before we begin the RS section of the net, we will go and check EchoLink. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call. call J4OIM or net control.
J4OIM, please check in Whiskey 4, Mike Gila Hotel, Marshall, Jacksonville, Florida. Thanks for doing the net tonight. Well, I'll be negative and negative.
W4MKH, that's Marshall down in Jacksonville, Florida. Marshall, I just barely was able to pull you out. Your audio was way down. I got you on the log. Marshall got you took care of, buddy. I see some more up there. You want to check in now? Echo Reach Stations and Echo Reach Stations only. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM, this is N4RJN. I had to step away from the radio for a minute. Did you get me in?
Go ahead, that's Mr. John, KM4RJN. That's John, and he's up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Are you going to stick around for comments or anything, John?
You know I will, Walt. I'll be here.
I was about to leave another one out. KI4LZI, that's my buddy Andy. He's out Mobley tonight. He didn't say where he was at, and said he didn't know if he'd be able to check in later or not, but when he got home, if we was still here, he would check in, but he told me to go ahead and get him checked in on the early check, so we got you in, Andy. Echo Reach Stations and Echo Reach Stations only. Please call K4OIM or Net Control. They must be waiting to go and check in a little later. So with that, we will go to the RF section. And tonight, being Tuesday night, we begin with India through Lima, I through L. If the first letter, the suffix of your call begins with letter I through L, please call K4OIM or Net Control. I'll get a bunch more Piedmont stations here, I know. All right. I through L. Call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Sam, you and the family are all well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Walt. Hope the throat gets better. Hope you all have a good evening down that way, and hope everybody on the net has a good evening. No traffic, no comments.
Fly in. Walt, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO 4, JKB. This is Duncan up in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic. I'll stick around for a comment long if I don't go to sleep. 7-3 to you, and good to hear you running the net tonight.
OIM. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Gather, KK4, JFO. That's Mr. James up on Tuxedo. Stay warm up by night, James. It's getting cool down here on Lake Bowen already. Glad you checked in tonight, James. And then W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. Sid's up there in Fletcher. Imagine it's already cooler up there than it is here on the lake. Glad you got checked in, Sid. Then we got KO4. JKB, that's Mr. Duncan, up in Asheville. Glad you checked in, Duncan, and I've got you down for you gonna stick around. Appreciate you checking in, Duncan. Then my good friend Larry, KK4JBQ. He brings along his lovely bride, Miss Donna, KC4MFQ, and they make their home over in Greer. And Larry's one of them that sticks around and for the round table and really helps with answers to antenna questions. Really appreciate you, Larry. Anybody else? And you're through Lima, I through L. Please call K4OYM or Net Control. Bring it up to the next group. M through P. Mike through Papad, the first letter. In the suffix of your call begins with the letter M through P. Please call K4OYM or Net Control.
OIM, please check in, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, and again, some more Piedmont stations. We're all in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
OIM. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 November November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobiling into work again here in Piedmont. Simply to you, Walt, and everyone else on the net, I'll be negative and negative tonight.
OIM. Walt, doing a good job tonight. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad, QTH is Campabella. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna, QTH is also Campabella. And, Walt, I'm going to hang around for comments after the rag chew with special instructions for you. Call on me only after other stations have had their questions met. KO4NUE, I'll be standing by, sir.
Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo. That's Lloyd in Simpsonville. It's KO4PXB.
Your name again, sir? KO4PXB.
Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo.
Name?
Lima Oscar Yankee Delta.
Right, Lloyd. First we got up. KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena over in Piedmont. She brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their beautiful daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. And they're all over in Piedmont. And then we got KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred mobiling on his way to work. Glad you could get checked in on your way to work, Fred. Be careful out there. And Fred is another one of the Piedmont group. Then we got KO4NUE. That's my good friend Chad up in Campbellbella. And he brings along his beautiful wife, Miss Anna, KO4RYP. They are both up in Campbellbella. And I got you down for comments after the, everyone else, Chad, see what you got for me tonight. And then we got KO4PXB. That was Lloyd, and he's in Williamston. Glad to get you checked in, Lloyd. All right. anybody else M3P, please call K4OIM or net control. Correction, go ahead.
KO4PXP, Lloyd in Simpsonville.
I corrected that here. I don't know why I was thinking Williamston. But I got you down in Simpsonville. Thanks for coming back, Lloyd. Help me keep my book straight here, or my log. Anybody else, one last call. Back through Papa, please call K4OIM or net control. Coming up to the next group. Q through T, Quebec through Tango. If the first letter, the suffix for call begins with the letter Q through T, please call K4OIM or net control.
I am. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
Oh, I am. Mandel, Kilo Oscar 4, Sierra X-Ray Hotel in Emma, North Carolina. I'm in and out. Over.
Be naming your location again, please.
Delta Alpha Romeo Romeo Echo Lima Lima Lima, North Carolina. Over.
Carolina, correct. We got up. WM4S, that's my friend Chris over in Lyman. Chris, thank you for taking time to check in tonight. Thank you for being a regular for checking in about every night. Then we got KO4SXH, that's Thurl, and he's in Emma, North Carolina. That's a new town or whatever on me, but glad you get checked in tonight, Durham. Anybody else? Q through T, please call K4OIM or net control.
Oh, I am. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. That's KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
For OIM, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-Ray. This is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
All right, first we got KO4QLG. That's another Chris, and this one's over in Liberty. Glad you could check in with me tonight, Chris. And then KO4RAX, that's Jim over in Dacresville. Boy, you know how glad I am for you to be the last one to check in that group where I can get Dacresville rolled out before somebody else can jump in there, Jim. I appreciate you, buddy. All right, we're going to move it up to the next group now. U through Z, Uniform through Zulu. Please call K4OIM or net control.
Number one, X-ray radio radio, Michael and Travis Rush, I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Next up, we got M1 XRR, that's Michael over in Traveler's Rest. I believe this is the first time you've checked in with me, Michael. We hear every night at 9 o'clock, different net control station each night. And we'll all enjoy it if you checked into the net here. Like I said, it's every night at 9 o'clock, 7 days a week. Glad you checked in with me tonight, Michael. Then K4XB, that's another regular, Tommy over in the Southern Greenville County. Thank you for checking in, Tommy. Really appreciate it. U through Z, call K4OIM Lynette Control. Let me check Echo Link stations again right quick. Stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call K4OIM Lynette Control. Stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call K4OIM Lynette Control. It must be just monitoring her. And gonna check in later. Alright, we'll move up to the next group now. A through D, Alpha through Delta. Get the first letter and suffix your call begins with the letter A through D. Please call K4OIM Renet Control. Delta, please call K4OIM Renet Control.
YM. I just turned the radio on, so I don't know if I'm out of order, but I didn't hear anyone. This is N0TR. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
0TR, it's Mr. Tom up there in Greer. Tom, I was fixing to ask if my radio was even working. I'm going through Alpha through Delta, and I hadn't had the first person they threw D to check in. Appreciate you reassuring me that my radio is working. One more call, Alpha through Delta. Please call K4OIM Lynette Control.
You're quieting, Walt.
We got two Greer boys out of that group. First up was N0TR, that's my friend Tom. In Greer, I don't blame him for saying I live in Greer. I wouldn't tell nobody I lived in O'Neill either. just picking at you, Tom. My uncle, back when they had the chain gang, he was one of the guards out there at O'Neill chain gang. That's out there where the recycling place is now, I think. And then we got our net manager, Dave, W4DJW, and he's from Greer. Dave's the one that keeps the net rolling along as smooth as possible. Appreciate you checking in, Dave, and you're the only one in the Alpha through Delta group that's checked in. Tom checked in out of turn, but that was perfectly all right. I figured you and Steve were still out at the airfield. Appreciate you checking in, Dave. One last call, Alpha through Delta, please call K4OIM Renet Control. I'm moving up now to the Ever Patient group. Echo through Hotel, E through H. If the first letter, the suffix you're going to call begins with the letter E through H, please call K4OIM Renet Control.
So I am. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Candler, North Carolina, and we'll stick around for a comment or two tonight, Walt.
No. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. AO 4, HTS, taxi to Penrose, and I'll be in and out tonight, Walt.
I got up here, KC4, he's the year, that's my buddy Harry, up in Candler, North Carolina. Got you checked in, Harry, I got you down for comments. And then we got my friend Patrick, KO4, XKX, and Patrick's up there in Penrose. Glad you got home safe tonight, Patrick, and was able to get in and get checked into the net. Anybody else? E through H, please call K4OIM Renet Control. I remember the alphabet one time, so I'll open it up for to the big group now. A through Z, Alpha through Zulu. You got a call sign at all. You've got at least a technician license. Please call K4OIM or net control.
Kim. Net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, KO4LAO, Jim and Traveler's Rest, and I'll be negative and negative. And thanks for calling the net tonight, Walt.
KO4LAO. Jim up in Traveler's Rest. Boy, you got a good, strong signal up there in Traveler's Rest tonight, Jim. Glad you was able to get checked in with me. And thank you for being a regular here on the net. Really appreciate it. Anybody else, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, please call K4OIM for net control. Stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call K4OIM or net control. They must be just monitoring. That's all I've got right now. So, let me see where I'm at here. This is K4OIM. Now securing the formal portion of the net with my thanks for all that checked in with me tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the Raichu portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins in between the Raichus. So, with that said, the first one I got up on the stump is my buddy John, KM4RJN. What you got on your mind, John?
Ben, well, we took my wife to the doctor and got the stitches out of her hand today, so that was a good thing. So now she's just got a brace, and she starts physical therapy in it, and hopefully she'll get her hand back working together the way it should be. And other than that, this new daughter of yours is about maybe a couple hours, 2.5 maybe, from Spartanburg, as I look at it on the map. And Harry was right, it's I-40 and I-77. If you head up towards Charlotte and then head straight up 77 to 40, you'll hit Statesville. So she's not that far away. You might want to think about going visiting her. I know you said she was going to possibly come down for Christmas, but just, I think that's wonderful, Walt. I'm really happy for you.
Kind of look for her to maybe move back this way, because she said she had just put her house up on the market. I think she put it on the market Friday. $350,000. So, I don't know, them people up there must have money, John. $350,000. But, I hadn't had it off my mind since I met her. I was sitting down on the porch talking to my stepson, who was waiting on the Christmas parade, and my daughter made an excuse to run up to the store. She came back. Bill looked at me and said, "Who in the world has she got in the car with her? Must be somebody smelt this barbecue I'm cooking, and she brought them here to eat." And the girl got out of the car with the little girl, and my daughter walked ahead of them and said, "Daddy, I want you to meet Patricia. Yeah, nice meeting you and all." She said, "This is her daughter, Olivia. And do you think she looks anything like me?" I said, "Maybe a little, but my daughter's got thyroid problems and she's put on a little weight here lately." She said, "Daddy, this is my sister, my full sister, and your daughter." Man, I like to fell over, John.
This is Can 4RJN. Roger. How did your daughter and your other daughter meet?
We're on Ancestry.com or either MyHeritage.com. And evidently they met about 2 months ago and had been talking. And I told her, I said, well, they call her Patsy. I said, well, Patsy, the only thing I can say is I hope you ain't wanting 40 years back child support. She said, no, my other dad took care of that. She said, I ain't going to call you Walt. I'm going to call you Daddy. You are my daddy.
This is KN4RJN, roger that. Well, Walt, that's a beautiful story, I tell you what. And I hope she does move back down your way, and you guys can catch up on lost time. But that's about all that's going on up here, so I'm going back on out of here, say 73s, and let Harry and some of the others chat with you for a while. I'm going to have to pop off the radio here for a bit. So, Harry, you take care of yourself, 73s, and we'll talk at you later, brother. KM4RJN, clear.
KM4RJN, K4OIM. All right, John, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I really enjoy talking to you, John. You told me how your dog, your wife was, but you didn't tell me nothing about the dog, so I guess it's all right. So, with that, I'll say 73, John, and I'll talk to you later. The next one I got up here is Mr. Duncan, KO4JKB. What's on your mind tonight, Duncan?
I am KO4JKB. I got radios and antennas and accessories on my mind. That's what I got on my mind. And other than that, I'm loving this cooler weather, and I really need to, usually every, before an extreme season, I'd like to take the vehicles and wash them, and I do a, you know, wax them with turtle wax and stuff, so I got to do that. Did all my yard work, and so the wife's happy. How are you doing tonight, Walt?
Friday. I'm doing all right. I got the doggone the sore throat I've ever had. I got a bottle of that chloroseptic sent you. I have to keep squirting in the back of my throat. And other than that, I'm doing pretty good. Got out this weekend and rode up to Charlotte to a Christmas parade up there. It really had a good a great time, but it's cool off of here. It's been looking like it's going to pour rain all day. If it gets no rain, and right now it's 44 right now, but it's cooler than that here on the lake. That's what the internet's saying down at the airport, which is 15 or 20 miles away. I'm up here on this lake, and believe me, it gets cooler on this lake than it does down at the airport, don't it? Have you bought your AFTEF radio yet? Got your call sign code, Duncan, KO4JKB. I got it. Have you got your AFTEF radio yet?
I got my volume turned down so my wife doesn't hear me in the other room. I'm just kidding. She knows what's coming. I did order my antenna about an hour ago, and I'm ready to check out online with on ham. What's the DX Engineering? No, can't remember the company, but it's just sitting there. Yeah, I got it picked out. I did a lot of research. There was a couple of radios that Gary talked about on the last SwapNet, which I looked at both of them. They both look really nice, but I'm looking for something really small. So I'm looking at the FT-891 from Yaesu,
because I like to get outdoors. I can still hike, and I'd like to be able to throw that in a pack or something. Over.
That's a nice radio. That's what Chad's got, and pretty sure Javis got one. And I was looking at Nikon 7300, but I was on the Ole Miss net one night, and the net control station, Jim, he was talking about he bought him another one of the top of the line Kenwood. I think it's about $4,500. He said, I'm going to list this FT950 on QRZ, but if any of y'all might be interested, it's some one owner. I got all the manuals, the original boxes, and everything. And he took. I went back to him and asked him how much, and he told me, I said, have you got PayPal? He said, yes. I said, well, hold on just a minute. It's sold. But this thing, this 950 is a pretty good size radio. You could take it with you, but, man, it's as heavy as the, one of these rechargeable batteries I got here. I keep having trouble up here on the lake with power going out. So I switched over my station to solar power. I've done it for less than, I know less than $500. I might have done it less than $400 and let the power go out now. I got everything I need down here. Everything, my station's in a 32-foot pull-behind camper. I've just about got it out. Ain't nothing in here but radio equipment. Still got my stove and refrigerator. And the bathroom's still intact. But I think you'll enjoy that 991. KO4JKP, K4OIM.
I was looking at the 891, not the 991. I've looked at the 991, and it's a fine radio. And I looked at the 7300. It looks good. I love both of those models. They got the waterfall. But, you know, I like to make it harder for myself. You know, I want to work for it. So I started looking at vintage radios, but they're just so big. But I want something portable. And I don't need the waterfall. I think if I don't have the waterfall, that'll force me to learn frequencies better. So I'm looking at the Yaesu FD891. It's a 100-watt all-mode transceiver, about half price of the 991. Over.
FD950, you don't have the waterfall on it. You can always plug a dongle into the computer and get you waterfall. I've got two of them things here, and I know nothing about a computer, so I don't know how to program them. And I've got two of them. But I started out when I first got my novice license. I had an old Johnson Viking Ranger transmitter. That sucker must have weighed 150 pounds. And then I had a Holocrafter SX 120 general coverage receiver. And there wasn't no way that could go portable. No way. Well, I've been thinking about getting me a QRP rig. I like going camping and fishing during the summertime. And I'm thinking about getting me a QRP rig, but this past summer my health was so bad I didn't get out and get to do nothing. Went camping one time and got there on the lake and they had just redone the campground and was nowhere to fish. The water was about 10 foot in front of him, but they had put that great big rip rap rock all around the shoreline, and that stuff must have went out about 100 feet. And you could not fish without getting hung on them rocks. I tried it for about 30 minutes, and every time I cast out, I'd have to break the line, so I just give up. And just sat there and looked at the water and watched the women swimming. KO4JKV, K4OIM.
You know, fishing, you gotta be, I guess they say Zen, being, don't be. I always told, I like to fish a lot too. I tell people, don't fish when you're angry, because the fish will pick up on it. So, gotta be relaxed, even if you're having a bad day, maybe you'll get one of them fish. But that reminds me, I haven't been fishing in about a year, so I need to get out there. But, yeah, I didn't know you'd fish, so I guess you learn something every day on ham radio. But it was great talking to you, and I know there's other people want to talk. I could talk all night long, but I'll be listening. I want to send it back to you, Walt. This is KO4JKV.
JKV. Well, I appreciate you sticking around for some right to you. And let's see. I got one more up. I got Mr. Harry up. And I got a shout out for more check-ins. And then get back to Mr. Harry. And Chad wants me to check back with him, I reckon, on the round table portion. So I appreciate you checking in and sticking around, Duncan. Really appreciate it. And I know how anxious you're going to be here in the next few weeks, waiting on that radio chump. I got 4 recap kits for 4 different radios ordered. They've been ordered now for over 3 months, and usually get them within 10 days, a week to 10 days. 3 of them came in today, and all 3 of them were the wrong kits. There's the wrong radio, so I don't know about this backlog on shipping and parts and all. Yeah, good talking to you, Duncan. Let me give a shout out now for check-ins A through Z. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, 2-meter net, please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM. Good evening, Mr. Walt. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening, Q Walt, and all on the net.
So I am. Please check in K4 Lima Whiskey Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont, negative and negative. Thanks for staying up so late.
I got up, KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary. I get worried about you, Gary. And Gary brings along his level little bride, K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. And they're over in Easley. And Gary will be calling the net tomorrow night. And after the RF section, Gary has the swap meet for... you want to buy, sell, or trade anything to do with radio equipment, be sure to check in with Gary tomorrow night. I know he'd appreciate it. And then we got K4LWE. That's Murray. And he's another one of that Piedmont group. And I don't know how many I've got tonight from Piedmont. They could just about start their own net. But, Murray, I appreciate you checking in. Anybody else, Alpha through Zulu, please call K4OIM or net control. It looks like I've got them all. So, the next one I got up on the stump tonight is Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, up there in Kansas. No, John's hanging around to hear what you got to say tonight, Harry. What's on your mind, buddy?